Again, it's our privilege and pleasure to look together into the Word of God to discover truth. Now, we've been working in the book of Jeremiah for some time now, and it's not been very happy language. It is the kind of thing that God has written about, however, and so we have to look at it very, very carefully. And we've been discovering that the book of Jeremiah is in the newspaper of today. It is telling us what we can expect in our day as we look at the churches and congregations. And for that reason, it becomes exceedingly unhappy because we're at the end of the church age. We have had an enormous trust in the churches and congregations over the years. We have learned, many of us have become saved while we were in a church or a congregation. It's there where we have our friends and we have our fellowship. And so when we are beginning to be told that God's judgment is on the churches and that the believers are to get out because the Holy Spirit is not operating there anymore. That's about as sad as we could ever ask for. Now we've come down to chapter 4. In our last study, we began to look at chapter 4. And I want to just make a couple of comments before we go on, beginning again in verse 1. Because there's a key word here, and that is the word return. If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me. Now, the question is, and we didn't solve this in our last study, the question is, when he's talking about returning, is he saying, if you will behave yourself and become a believer, then I will not bring a judgment upon the churches and congregations that I have been talking about, if you will only return. And that's one way we might look at that. The problem with that is after we study it more carefully and analyze it a little more thoroughly, the problem is that it's talking about returning to a place of salvation. Now, you can't be saved and then fall away and then return to salvation. That's an impossible scenario. And so we have to again look at the word return. The fact is, what we're discovering here is that chapter 4 actually, while for some studies I have been saying, it looks like it's a last-minute beseeching of the Lord. Why don't you straighten up, O churches? Why don't you get rid of your wrong doctrines, and why don't you become one of mine? I believe that that is an improper understanding. I believe the understanding is parallel to what we read in chapter Jeremiah 42. Let's look at that in Jeremiah 42. We find there in Jeremiah that there were some poor of the land that had been left in the land to till the, we read in Jeremiah 39 verse 10, but Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left of the poor of the people, which had nothing in the land of Judah, and gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. In other words, King Nebuchadnezzar